sit down, boys, if I get a treat for you.
Fighting the fight when it comes to technology. We are the knights of the kingdom of geekery. We rise up when it comes to the challenge of discussing all this nerd knowledge. We are the digital soup. We are the digital soup. We bring information with lots of laughter. Tune in now if that's what you're after. Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. With Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Digital Soup, the only podcast whose pre-show ritual is doing the single ladies dance. Am I right, guys?
Put your hands up.
We all do it. No, we got the Skype going, and we got the tight black leotards on. You know what I'm saying? We start doing the single ladies dance.
Not so true. Much.
Yep, and that's actually going to be a bonus to all of our Patreon tippers. We're going to give you that video file.
Oh,
that's right,
Lord.
You guys. We'll be sending it out to you. All right, everybody. Well, my name is Jason. And joining me in the virtual studio today is these two single ladies, Adam and usually Dave. Hey, what have you guys been up to this week?
Hunting.
Hunting? What you hunting, wabbits?
Deer.
Oh, do you still got to be very, very quiet?
Very, very quiet.
Dave says he's been very, very quiet, but he's been posting Instagram pictures while he was out there in his deer stand. Man, this guy is leaning back. He's got himself a hot toddy. He's got a switch light. He's got his earbuds in, and he's listening to podcasts. Yeah, this guy is roughing it.
No, not
true
at all.
I bet you he wasn't listening to podcasts.
No.
You don't think so? Oh, he had it probably plugged into the switch, right? While I was playing Witcher 3.
Not true on any of it.
Not even a hot toddy?
No.
Dang, that would have kept you from getting ill. As our listeners can hear, Dave's a little under the weather.
I didn't get sick while I was out hunting. I got sick. I've been dealing with this sinus infection on and off since September. And it
started
just,
with allergies though, right?
No.
I think a contract too.
No.
I think allergies. Yeah.
No, but it just I had it, antibiotics, it just started going away. I went and visited my grandpa in the hospital, picked it back up, and then just started getting rid of it again. It was almost gone, and then my wife or one of my kids shared it back with me, and now it just hasn't gone away again. And right now it's just like I feel fine, actually. It's just that my head is extremely stuffed and plugged up, like my one ear is completely plugged, and so I got a doctor's appointment in a couple days. So
Dave, I don't know what I can suggest to you. More vitamin C?
No.
Sleep?
It's a problem. My sinuses are a problem because I broke my nose a number of years ago, and so things tend to just kind of back up there. So
hey, I told you, don't look at my woman, man. I'm sorry I had to do it, but you know, well, you got to protect your women's.
Would it help if you checked your text messages right now?
Me?
I just did. I'm trying to put this up on Twitter right now.
I'm looking as we speak. Oh boy.
Adam is, I got to tell all of our listeners here. Now, these guys don't know what my joke, you know, the only podcast joke I'm going to do every week is. And so this is the first time they heard me say the single ladies thing. Well, Adam threw up a jib jab of Beyonce and who's the other two? I don't even know who the other two is. It's irrelevant.
Backup dancers.
Yeah. So, but put our faces, our three faces on them. So we are, you know, some single ladies doing some dancing. It's pretty funny. I'm going to try to get this up on our Twitter if I can. That'll be.
You don't have to.
Well, no, it was a good job. I enjoyed it. You know, it made me laugh. It made me a few guffaws here and there.
I'll accept it.
All right. Well, Dave, I hope you feel better. I hope you can make it through the entire show. I mean, if you do need to go take a nap, just let us know, and we can take the show from there.
I got it. We're good.
All right.
These guys were hoping that I'm not going to be here. Well, Jason, at least sending me messages earlier.
It's not that we don't want you here, but this is something Dave holds over our head every single week. I am the only one who has not missed an episode. Adam and I have missed quite a few, you know, I don't know what.
I never say three, four, five, six, eight.
I don't know. Every single time we say something about the podcast, you know, like, hey, let's go in this direction instead of this direction. Dave always comes out with, you know what? There's only one of us that is here for every single show. I don't think you guys need to even be talking about anything about the show. I am the show. Dave wants us to call him the show. So I guess from now on, it's the big show. Jason, Adam, and the show. Well, no, the big show is TM, so I can't do that.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, Dave. All joking aside, I do hope you feel better.
Thanks, man.
Adam, it sounds like you've had an interesting week.
I told my plumbing issue last time.
It's continued.
Still more leaks and more problems. The more parts they take apart, the more they find other things that are broken. So,
like the mechanic, unscrupulous mechanics, where you go in to get a spark plug change and they say, well, all your rings are shot. Is that a thing? I don't know.
Well, kinda.
Your rings.
All your rings.
My problems.
All your O-rings are shot.
My problems have been more like Matryoshka dolls. You know what I mean?
Is that the thing where you put the thing in the thing and you take it out, put it in?
The Russian stacking dolls.
Yeah.
Every time you open something up, there's another one inside.
That's been my
plumbing issue.
Yeah, it's sort of like Weeble Wobbles, but they don't fall down. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. The same thing. But, you know, that set aside, I had kind of a boring week other than that. So what about yourself?
I'm always boring. I'm complete boredom. I go to work and then it's family stuff. But I do have to say this. I know we are not a sports podcast. And I think I'm the only one out of us three that actually stayed up and watched the Vikings get. Well, okay, I did fall asleep.
I watched it.
You did? Yeah. Well, I was messaging you guys and nobody even talked to me during the game.
I might have been sleeping
during that part.
but the Vikings did maintain the win last night. I wish they could have done it against the Chiefs the week prior. I mean, 3 seconds left, you kick a field goal. That should be illegal, you know, right? That should be illegal. but we did pull out another win. And I'm feeling really good about Cousins. I mean, he did have a bad start to the season, but dang, another 3 touchdowns last night. What is this guy's quarterback rating now? 126? What is it, Dave?
I don't know
everything sports-wise.
I've been in the woods for the whole weekend, so I have no idea.
I believe he was 114 going into this game, so, I mean, it had to have gotten better, correct?
Had to have.
I would guess. The way you say that makes it sound like I should say, yes, it has gotten better.
Well, here's something that is really, really sweet here. So, you know, Dave is a massively famous photographer. He's been doing this for quite a while here. And I have to say it. The way he can take any picture, even a picture I take that is total trash, and the art he can turn that into with his actual ninja skills he has with Photoshop is absolutely amazing. And here's the thing. He's going to start teaching classes on how to edit your pictures. And how he's going to do this? Well, Adobe is helping him. So Adobe just announced that they're going to be adding into their Photoshop software the ability to live stream your editing. So now Dave's going to be able to edit images and stream them live. What do you think, Dave? You excited?
Well, hold on here.
I had not seen this, but if they can implement something that makes it super easy to do live streams while you're editing. I don't use Photoshop a ton. I'm more of a Lightroom guy. It'll probably be with that too,
because that's also Adobe.
But yeah, if it's part of their cloud and you can do it via either Lightroom or Photoshop, if they can get it down so that it actually works well, I'm in for it, because I've long wanted to do this, and it's just such a pain in the butt to get a, you know, screen recording software and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And if they can make it super easy within the ecosystem, I'm already in with them. Just hit a button and go live. I'm down. I'll start doing live streams. Absolutely.
That'll be awesome. And I do, I just confirmed from the Petapixel story about this that I did link up in our show notes that it is both Photoshop and Lightroom.
Very
so
cool.
So both of them are having that live streaming features baked into the software.
I would watch Dave's live stream of this editing. You got a subscriber, Dave.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's not get hopes up because it's not like anything magical.
No, 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 no. Jason
magical,
said you're going to do it. Well, yeah, you're going to do it, Jason.
No.
And beyond that,
let me
do this. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to go first here because Jason started predicting the future and I saw it all play out in my mind because after you do this for about a solid year, suddenly you begin to get this huge following and all of a sudden you've got a few people from Silicon Valley watching and they're like, you know what? We need this guy to come work for us. Suddenly you're getting these crazy job offers to go to Silicon Valley. You end up transporting your whole family there, giving up hunting and having contracts in the whole nine yards.
Ooh.
Allergy freak due to the dry heat. The next thing you know, you're working on the next big project for Boeing somehow, and then all of a sudden you're 60 years old and you're like, what have I done with my life? Oh yeah, it was freaking awesome and I can retire because I've just been doing nothing but photography, and then maybe I'm going to take a little of that money, move back to Hibbing and open up another Arby's. Boom.
Arby's.
You got it. Just Arby's. Nailed.
What about Carl Jr.'s?
I'm going old school. I want a Piggly Wiggly.
That was the vision I saw when Jason said Dave was going to start editing photos.
Well, next.
The vision I saw, Adam, was similar, but in when he got to Silicon Valley, you know who gave him a call? ILM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, and now Dave is doing all the special effects for Star Wars and all this kind of stuff, man. Dave, gosh, we got to stay friends with this guy. We got to stop with all the teasing with allergies, or this guy's going to leave us.
Exactly.
Now, I feel like I am the subject of a geek off or something. Like, what's the most ridiculous story you can make up?
Listen, plan Dave's life.
I thought
this was an episode of yesterday's sci-fi.
Yeah, tomorrow's sci-fi is more like it.
Tomorrow's sci-fi,
yeah.
There you go.
No, if this comes out and it works well, and the big caveat, if my internet can manage it, you know, with live streaming, that's the one thing.
Well, you'll have that money. You won't have to worry about internet.
No, I mean, talking about...
You'll have fiber optics.
Talking about in the here and now, just the actual story. If it works, I'm absolutely going to give this a shot. Now, I would absolutely do some sort of live stream edits and just, you know, use that as a way to, you know, to help kind of teach people what I do and maybe they get something out of it. But you guys far overestimate my skill as a retoucher editor.
Do you know who
That's
would
kind of you,
false.
But
yeah, do you know who would definitely benefit from you live streaming? My wife.
Mm.
She wouldn't. Yeah, she would.
I said,
I mean, she's Oh, I thought you said mm-mm.
No, first I said, when you said, do I know who will benefit? And I said,
lag, correct.
Yeah.
A little bit lag there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. I don't know if the article said when this is supposed to be going live or not. I'm trying to read it real quick.
It's being tested with a small group.
It's in the early stages, it says. Yeah.
And it's if it makes it out and they can make it happen, I mean, I think it's a cool feature. Because right now your only option is to try and get something set up so that it'll work through like a Facebook Live or go live on YouTube. But you need some software for that, which isn't a major deal, but it's just more hassle than it should be.
Yeah. If something's actually built in, it's going to work better than any third-party outside software trying to get it to work.
I mean, I think of it a lot like these guys that, you know, when they're playing games and they're going to go on Twitch or something, just like, oh, hey, you know, this, I'm heading online here in a half hour. I'm going to do some editing. Let me, you know, instead of playing a game, I'm going to be doing some this. Let me just
it's
hit the
exactly,
button.
Dave. It's the same thing. And despite all the naysayers and the comments of the articles that are like, why would anybody want this? There's a huge audience. People pay people that are streaming just because you know what I mean? There's, and it's not all about money though. It's about sharing your art, your skills with the world and that kind of thing, you know, and plus it's kind of cool to gain that following. And maybe, you know, for those of us that want to learn, like once the service is up and running, heck yeah, I want to check out how people are editing their videos because Adobe products are not simple. Mm-mm. Even Lightroom. There's a lot of complex tools in there, and maybe I'm using them wrong. Maybe I watched a tutorial. Maybe you'll do something that I never even saw before, and I could learn a lot from that, you know, from anybody that's streaming it. It's pretty cool, I think.
And I hope more than anything that they add this streaming feature here to like Adobe Acrobat, because I would love to learn how to use that.
Watch me read my PDFs.
Yo, export that PDF, boy.
Look at how much I zoomed in and that font is still smooth. That's because it's a vector.
Now here's the thing. If this does take off for Dave and he makes a career out of this,
Arby's.
Yep. Yes. He could probably start... Piggly Wiggly, come on.
I'm bringing
boy.
Back some retro grocery store chain.
Yeah, because, hey, this is the 80s all over again in 70s and 60s.
Oh, man. Can you imagine what it would be like if suddenly we got transported to the 80s and all the knowledge of current technology and world events that have happened?
Dude, I would probably write the Harry Potter novels.
Okay, wait a minute now. You would go back and do that, but have you read the novels
I've
enough?
I've never read them, no.
You really think you could rewrite?
I have to sneak them back with me.
Yeah. What would be one thing you would try and pioneer and jump in on just to take advantage of some time travel?
Oh, definitely like, jumping on some stocks, you know, like some Microsoft, some Apple, some Google. Yep. Those are some things I would definitely jump on.
Barely in existence back in the 80s. But not only that, bring back a huge printout of winning lottery numbers. I mean...
So you guys, well, you wouldn't go
back. If I could
back.
Remember the Super Bowl champions, I would do some sports betting. But I'd have to take that almanac back
almanac.
With me.
No, honestly, I mean, how much knowledge would you bring? I mean, there's always that danger of impacting the future.
Yep, it's just what you have right now.
The butterfly effect, which is, that's exactly right. So, I mean, if you came back and you're like, let me warn everybody about 9/11, it's going to happen in 20 years. You know, let me warn everybody about the Chernobyl. You know, what?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can imagine what could happen.
Nobody would take you seriously for starters.
Say you stopped 9/11, right? Mm-hmm. There is no crash, but one of those 300 that died on Flight 95 turned out that he was drunk driving one night 20 years later and killed your wife and kids.
That,
the
you
irony.
Are very dark with this whole thing, Jason.
Yes. Well, I'm just saying, you know, maybe people die for a reason.
That's the butterfly effect.
Yes.
Yep, the fact that you could step on a butterfly and change the future. But I'm just thinking, like, Jason, you would be grabbing all the retro games and...
Yeah, I'd be buying all the games off the shelf, keeping them in the boxes, never opened, save them for 30 years, put them up on eBay.
Dave would be getting ultra high quality digital photos of the actual 80s.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the most amazing part to go back and document with
it. With the 35 millimeter camera.
No, I would
show it off to people.
Yeah, I would be snapping up any amazing medium format cameras and lenses I could in pristine condition for dirt cheap, and then I'd bring them back to today and just have all these awesome film cameras.
I would bring back acid wash jeans with when I came back to the normal time.
I still wear mine.
Back to the Future, Adam?
Yes.
When you came back to, could you imagine, picture this, normally in time travel stuff, if you bring anything from the future, like you guys said, it could cause all this chaos and stuff. But think about this. What if you brought your iPhone 11 back to the 80s? And on that iPhone 11, you have tons of movies downloaded to it, tons of music, these phone and tablet games on that look a million times better than any game on a home console or in an arcade, and you have all this in this little device, do you think that would freak everybody out that you showed it to?
Yes, it would.
They'd be like, what?
You know, honestly, the biggest thing to do would be go find yourself as a child, you know, at this age.
And kill them?
No.
Wow.
Jeez, Jason.
Well, would it be kind of fun to see yourself fade away?
No. It would not be fun.
You're insane.
How about this? You start choking your child self out. They start losing consciousness, and you start fading a little bit. But then you release the pressure.
David Carradine.
Your child self starts breathing, and you come back in. But then you start choking them again. And you start fading out again, and then you let them go.
I like how Jason just completely missed your David Carradine comment.
Well, I was talking. What did you say? Oh. I didn't say I had a rope tied to a doorknob or something, whatever he did. I can't remember what he did.
You want to go? So if you had time travel, you go back to the 80s and you would strangle yourself as a kid just until the point of death to watch yourself fade away and just seesaw back and forth with fading away.
Well, what would be so cool is nothing. You're like a ghost, and then maybe you'd see the Ghostbusters, but the actual 80s Ghostbusters.
Here's the weird thing. Like, if you remember.
Okay, forget that segue. Keep going, Dave.
In Back to the Future, right? When Marty McFly starts to disappear, one of the first things to go are his hands. So if Jason was strangling himself, he'd know he's close. And it's like a built-in fail-safe because his hands would start disappearing, and then he'd be not strangling himself anymore. And then they'd come back, and then they'd go away. Oh, man. He wouldn't give himself advice. He'd just strangle himself.
Tell you what, you do that.
With Dave's newfound job of streaming.
This is back on track.
No, listen, I'm going someplace with this. Weekly. So he is streaming his Adobe Photoshop or Lightroom, whatever his preference, editing sessions. I wonder if he could put those on Instagram, but he probably wouldn't want to because he wouldn't be able to see all those likes. And, you know, that's why Dave puts anything on Instagram is because of the likes.
He's all about the likes.
Well, yeah, I'm all in favor of this, to be honest with you. I think this is brilliant.
Oh, I am too, for many reasons. But you tell me what you feel, Dave.
So what it is, everyone's in an uproar a little bit because Instagram has started hiding likes here in the U.S. Now, they did this in Canada and a few other places, I believe, almost a year ago now. And what it is, it's not quite what you think. You, as the account holder, will still see the likes, the numbers there. What it's doing, though, is it is removing the stats. So when you look at someone else's photo, it's not going to show you how many likes their photo has, which is actually pretty brilliant. And I believe in order to see the likes on your own photo, you have to click into the insights, which needs a business account or, you know, the creator or professional account, whatever.
That's not free,
with.
Probably, right?
No, it is.
Business account.
It is. Okay. You link it to a Facebook page. They've got two different types, the business and then one that's called a creator, which is brand new. And they operate a little different. So just depends which way you want to be set up. But when you have one of those kinds of profiles activated, it gives you access to additional insights on your photos, you know, best performing stats and all that kind of stuff. But you have to click into an option to see it. All they're doing with Instagram is just removing this from the front-facing view, I guess. And I'm all for it. In fact, I've been beta testing this for actually about a month now. You guys didn't know that, did you?
Oh, I knew it. That's why I put the article in.
Because I haven't seen a like on Instagram in a month.
I've never seen a like because I don't do Instagram.
I'm active on there. I was making a bad joke.
Oh.
Because my account is so busy. Yeah.
Everybody's going to it. But you should head on over to his Instagram page.
I've got a new one. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh. How many Instagrams do you have now? 8?
3.
Do you really?
3. Technically 3. I've got my own photography one, which is at David Swiduck. I started a brand new one, which everyone should go follow just for the podcast for AICpod.com. And that is just at AICpod. And then I technically have the Digital Soup one that you gave me the access to, and I just don't do anything with that one.
Now, is that from, like, Brooklyn?
Brooklyn?
Yeah. AICpod! Oh, that was so bad. I know.
That's terrible.
I know, I can't do access. Okay, Adam, do the exact same
joke.
Hey,
I see pod.
There you go. That was
small. There's pod over here.
Yeah.
Hey,
no,
I see it.
Hey, you see it? I see it. You see it? I see it.
You know, I
oh,
just...
Man,
I,
let's go retroactive.
I decided to start a separate one for the podcast because I was sharing episodes and doing some stuff like that on my main one, And it just felt like a lot of the people, I don't have big following on either of them, but 520 something on my main account. And it felt like those people were there for the photos and like the stuff I'd put up for the show that would be maybe quotes and stuff like that. It just tanked and people just didn't seem to care about it. So I thought I'm going to just push all that onto its own thing, build up the show separately and let it be. So
the link on the top of Adventures in Creativity that goes to Instagram goes to your David Swidek account.
Oh, well, I just made this new account a short time ago. I think okay. I've got a whole 75 followers.
Programming error.
Well, the nice thing is because I'm pretty familiar with these websites, it'll be fixed before we finish this conversation. So what do you guys think about this whole Instagram business?
Well, it's different than what I thought when I first read the article. I thought it was hiding all likes. Nobody would be able to see it. But if you can still see it, you're still going to get that endorphin hit because you're still going to be looking at it every day like, well, I got 52 new likes or I got negative 6 likes.
Well, you have to go into it from my understanding. I have a few
But you still
friends.
See it, so it's really not doing anything. It's just keeping strangers from seeing it.
It is a little different because part of the thing is people go in and click, but you have to make a couple concerted clicks to go into there. And you know, fix that stuff. So it's one of those things where I think a lot of people, it does help because you're not, you know, spending a ton of time just scrolling, looking at, you know, checking it quick. Let me see how many likes that got. How many likes did that get, you know?
Well, that just shows, you know, how society is nowadays. It's like, I got to click a link to look at my likes.
Yeah. It's sad, but it's true.
It's too much to do.
Gotta say, I really, really like your new logo, Dave.
What's
that? What? Creativity.
You got a new logo for ASC Pod?
Well, I've had it for
a
while.
He's had it for a little bit, but I mean, it's great.
So thank you. That's a shout out to a good friend of mine, Brian Manier, who helped me out with that one.
Usually used Brian Mafar.
No,
that's my Jason.
You guys heard that song, right? It's "What Would Brian Manier Do If He Was Here Right Now?" Oh, yeah. He'd probably drink a beer or two. That's what Brian Manier do.
Probably create a logo or two. I want your logo on a coffee mug.
Yeah, I've got it coming on a custom. I showed you that picture on a custom engraved agate or laser engraved agate.
I got some bad news for Dave.
What?
There's another AIC pod out there.
For?
And I'll link it up here. It's called the Alfresco Indirect Roasting Cooking Pod.
I'm not worried about it.
It says AIC pod right in the description. Alfresco Indirect Roasting Cooking Pod.
So that has nothing
to do with Dave, everybody. That is the wrong AIC pod. But it sounds interesting. I might have to buy one. Did you say Michael Cocaine? No, wait, Michael Caine.
Michael Cocaine. Man.
Did you know you can actually sound like Michael Caine if you just...
Yes, that's what I was doing, but I said it wrong.
Michael Cocaine.
He was trying to sound like that by saying Michael Cocaine.
Michael Cocaine. Oh, Lord. Hi, I'm Michael Cocaine. You may have heard of me.
That link is fixed.
Wow, right. That's quick. Nice job. So what's the deal with this upcoming Ghostbusters sequel? You brought up Ghostbusters earlier. I want to know what up with that because Bill Murray is coming back, right?
Yes, this is not the fake ladies Ghostbusters here. This is the real authentic Ghostbusters, and actually everybody is returning to this movie. Now, this is the Ghostbusters reboot that's coming out summer 2020. Everybody is returning except for Harold Ramis, but he still has a hand in it. He's actually one of the writers on this reboot, but he's not reprising his role as, what was he, Venkman?
Wait. Who's one of the writers?
Harold Ramis.
He's dead.
Is he?
He did writing on this film unless it's an old script.
No, you go to Internet Movie Database
Maybe it's an old script.
Harold Ramis and it says Ghostbusters 20, the Ghostbusters reboot 2020.
So maybe he had written a script for it years ago and it just never got made.
So I shouldn't be bashing on him because he's not returning. Okay.
Yeah.
No, and he also was a fantastic producer, director guy.
Right.
Dang it.
So he must have written a script a while back.
Yeah, he must have, because I'm not making that up. Go to AMDB right now if you don't believe me.
This is directly from the article you have linked, and this is a quote from Dan Aykroyd. Jason Reitman wrote a beautiful, heartfelt script that takes the real DNA from the first two movies and transfers that directly to the third, The Next Generation. It hands the legacy off to a new generation of stars and players and actors and characters, Aykroyd said. That quote sounds like it's not even Harold Ramis.
I will shed light on this whole thing right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
IMDb has him listed as a writer for Ghostbusters 2020, and in parentheses says, based on characters created by. He's getting a credit because he created the characters.
Okay.
I shouldn't skim articles, is what you're trying to tell me, gentlemen.
I thought you were pulling a joke or something.
No, I actually did not realize Harold Ramis died. Now, everybody is returning, shooting, and I guess, as Dave said, they are, you know, passing this off to the next generation, but they are returning, you know, Sigourney Weaver, Bill Murray, Annie Potts, and they're handing it off, and it looks like the new stars are going to be Finn Wolfhard, who is from, gentlemen.
Stranger Things.
Yep. I don't know who this is. McKenna Grace, do you know?
The name's familiar, but I'm not positive.
Carrie Coon. And then the next one's interesting, Ant-Man himself, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
So that's really pretty cool. He's going to have another series. I still haven't watched Lady Ghostbusters. Have you guys?
No.
No.
It's like, I love the Ghostbusters franchise. I just couldn't bring myself to watch it for some reason.
Now, wasn't that the most downvoted video in history on YouTube?
The Lady Ghostbusters?
For that one?
Oh, I'm not sure. We'd have to Google that, but...
Most disliked.
It might be funny, and I probably should watch it sometime, but I haven't got around to it.
Hmm.
There's just so much else to watch. It's like Lady Ghostbusters or...
I got terrible reviews.
Hold on. I was trying... I lost it here, and now my joke's not going to be funny. But I was going to say Masters of the Universe. Lady Ghostbusters or Masters, definitely.
So,
Masters.
You know what? I did hear, though, that Hemsworth, his performance in there is brilliant.
I did hear. Well, he's without a shirt a lot, so Dave enjoyed it.
I didn't watch it.
Come on, I'm just making a
funny. But I would. That dude's ripped.
Yeah. So, it's according to an article back in 2016, not only does it have the most dislikes for a trailer on YouTube, but it also made the most top 25 most disliked videos of all time. Released March 3rd, and this is back in 2016. It was viewed 29.2 million times and is the most disliked movie trailer in YouTube history.
Dang. I think it's just because people loved this IP so much, they just hate seeing it bastardized like that.
Well, let me just say this. None of us have seen it.
No.
So this is just what the internet is telling us, which we know isn't always right. So I myself personally am gonna I'm not gonna call it a bad movie, even though the internet seems to a lot. But I have heard some people that have watched it that have said they actually enjoyed it. It wasn't as good as the classic Ghostbusters, but they said they did actually really enjoy it. It's just that it kind of got, it was one of those films that just got completely bombarded, you know, via social media or whatever it was, instantly. Just because people were upset that it was even happening, even before it was even seen.
It was just unnecessary.
Right.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. Since we're talking about movies here real fast, I know this wasn't in the show notes, but we had talked about this in the last episode, and I just have to bring it up here because this was the big headlines this week. Oh, Dr. Sleep. Not doing very good, guys. I don't know if you've seen the headline, but it's set to lose $20 million.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Dr. Sleep, the movie, the sequel to The Shining. Remember we talked about it last week?
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess it's a complete dud, and it's, you know, we all wanted to see it. We thought it looked interesting, but they're projecting it to lose $20 million, so that is horrible. Yes. I don't know how much, do you know, Dave, how much it cost to make?
I don't, but I believe it was a pretty high number.
Let me see. I might be able to
a couple hundred million, but
is it this actually out already?
Yeah, yes, just it's out. Came out last weekend. Thing is, I've heard kind of very mixed reviews. No one seems to be saying they absolutely loved it, but by and large, everyone that's seen it, it seems to be one of those ones, like if you were given out a, you know, 1 to 10, that people are giving it a 7.5, 8, you know, right in that area, 6 to 8, somewhere in there.
Well, IMDb has it as a 7.7, which is pretty dang high for IMDb.
Yeah, and so it's just weird that it came out over Halloween weekend, and I, you know, a lot of people kind of wondering, was it a timing thing? Was there something else that came out, you know, that maybe caused people to not go see it, or, you know, no one's really sure. But I've heard a number of reviews on it that seem to say it's very. It's not the best movie in the world. It's definitely fun and enjoyable, but it's nothing near as good as The Shining.
It'll never be epic like that movie was. That movie is a classic. But I'm definitely going to see Dr. Sleep when it comes out on video. I'll take a chance then at that point.
Absolutely.
Dave will probably see it in the theater. He sees every movie in the theater.
No, I don't see much in the theater this time of year.
Yeah, you haven't actually been seeing them much. Usually every episode you'd come back, yeah, I've seen 3 more movies. I've seen this one.
Once fall comes, I'm busy out in the woods, and then hunting season comes, and I'm tied up with that and just don't have a lot of time to, well, you know, I don't make a lot of time to watch movies. I spend my time out in the woods and sleeping.
Do you think you'll have some time playing Madden 2020 on your PC? But instead of downloading it from Origin, you downloaded it from Steam? You think that might happen?
Probably not, since I've barely played Madden 2019.
I know. It's like, I just pulled this out of the air.
I mean, it's just such a weird hypothetical what if.
So EA is actually going to be pulling their stuff out of Origin and putting it on Steam?
Yes, they're actually going to be shutting down Origin.
Really?
Which, see, they were originally on Steam. It's a whole, you know, story, but that Steam, Valve controls, you know, is the owner of Steam, control. Of course, and they control all distribution. What?
Valve control.
Something Adam's basement is needing right now.
Exactly. Sorry, I mean, he's got some killer rats down there just chewing through everything.
Oh. The Valve rats.
Valve rats.
Valve rats.
Because the fees and everything paid to Valve were just too much in EA's eyes, even though they have deep wallets, so I don't understand that. But they're like, all right, we're going to venture off. We're going to make our own distribution portal, and we're going to create Origin. And they've been there for, what, 6 years, 7 years, something like that? And now they've decided, hey, why would we not be on the platform where millions of people look at the games on there every day? So they're shutting down Origin, and they're bringing all their games back over. Now, does that mean that those of us that purchase the games on Origin are going to get a Steam key for that game? What do you think?
That I was just sitting here thinking that. I don't have many Origin games, but I have a couple.
Yeah, I have like 15 or so.
Yeah, my daughter's got like Sims 4, and I've got Apex Legends, A Way Out.
You would think they just roll it over.
Hopefully, yeah. They wouldn't be like jerks about it. Ah, sorry, guys, you got to rebuy it.
Oh, my gosh, there'd be uproar. But that wouldn't surprise me with EA at this point.
Yeah, they just...
Well, it might be more Valve and Steam, though, than EA, because they're going to want their share. Valve's going to want their share of that money. So if EA did allow, if they did work with Steam to give you keys for everything you purchase in Origin, Valve is not going to just let that happen for free. They're going to at least charge EA for it, and EA is not going to want to lose the money. You know what I mean? They're going to want a piece of the pie. So maybe there'll be something like, bring over your key for $5 or $2. I guess that wouldn't be too bad, especially if it was like a new game like last year's Madden or something.
The question is, they've got EA on the PC as far as their sports games. They've got Madden back. Mm-hmm. They've got, that's about it sports-wise, right?
No, FIFA's on there,
too. Oh, FIFA, that's
FIFA's
right.
On the PC.
So the question becomes, are we going to potentially then, if they're going to be, you know, in cahoots with Steam again and Valve, are we going to maybe be able to finally see like a new EA NHL or a new EA NBA college Live. Football or NBA Live. Well, there's NBA 2K.
Dave, nobody, there is no college football.
There is. It's coming
Where?
Back. College football, yes. College football has just had some major stuff happening this fall where they are going to now start allowing their players to be compensated. Now, no one knows necessarily the specifics yet, how it's going to work, what it's going to look like, but one of the big thoughts is that we might finally now be able to see, once again, a college football game. Because that was one of the big reasons we couldn't, is because these student athletes could not be used to you know, profit off of while they got nothing. Even though their names weren't there, but it was their numbers and their stats and their likenesses. It wasn't hard to figure out, you know.
Well, here's my thing on this, is I hope that there is no exclusivity contract like the NFL has done with EA.
When is that Madden contract done?
I have no idea.
I thought it was done already.
Well, if it is, then why is anybody else picking it up? The best Madden ever was when Sega in their NFL 2K series was also around because of that competition. Yep. They each tried to one-up each other every single year. Oh, well, this, and Dave, I remember Dave, he specifically did this. One year he'd buy Madden, one year he'd buy the 2K series.
Yep.
Competition breeds success. It breeds, you don't rest on your laurels then. You're trying to do better every year. EA has had the exclusive NFL license for 10 years?
Yeah,
I bet something like that, and we see this. There's only like a big improvement to Madden, like every couple of years, 3 years, something like that. Otherwise, you just keep basically getting a rehash with updated rosters. That's why we need this competition back. Who made Game Day? Sony, right?
989.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Sega and the 2K, Sony and the 989, and then EA. All three have college football games,
mm-hmm.
and they all compete head-to-head, and just the variety, it would just be so awesome. I want that time back. I want that. It was so much fun back then. I love being able to choose, hey, let's play 2K. Hey, let's play Madden. Hey, let's play Blitz. I mean, we haven't had a new Blitz in how many,
I wonder,
like the same amount of time, right?
I wonder if the XFL sticks around for a year or two, if we'll see a Blitz-style XFL football game.
Possibly, but that would have fit more with the original iteration of the XFL, because it really sounds like this new XFL is actually going to be more subdued than even the NFL.
Yeah.
Because they're really going for player safety and going for real, not crazy rules like they did the first time. But, yeah, I would still love it. It would still be awesome. Awesome!
Woohoo!
Yeah. So, do you remember that movie called Eyes Wide Shut?
Never saw that one.
Well, you know, Adobe must have had their eyes wide shut because they left the cloud wide open.
What?
Again!
Well, that's quite a comparison.
Yeah, it was pretty good, though, wasn't it? You see where I went there?
I see where you went, but Eyes Wide Shut is the Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman vehicle in which you see her naked all the time and a bunch of other women naked all the time.
Dude, I see Adobe naked.
It's a weird movie.
I never seen the movie. I just knew the title. I always thought the title was really weird. Eyes Wide Shut.
Can't remember who directed that.
Doesn't make any sense to me. Ivan Reitman?
Fincher, maybe? I forget. Doesn't matter.
Do you see how I threw it back to another story?
You say Ivan Reitman?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a throwback, except for his name was Jason Reitman.
No, that's the son. Ivan Reitman wrote the original Ghostbusters.
Shush. The story talked about Jason Reitman.
Well, I understand. Okay, never mind. So,
clearly, you don't listen to what exactly. You're saying.
So, Adam, being our security consultant on the show, can you let everybody know what is going on with Adobe here?
Well, I mean, so last month, Adobe had a security incident. And as usual, with any data breach, there's millions of people involved. And it exposed a lot of their information. And this one was related to their Creative Cloud service. But apparently nothing was actually compromised. But they discovered that the exploit existed. So Adobe became aware of the vulnerability, but they shut down the misconfigured service. As far as they know, there was no passwords or financial information in the database, and they fixed it. So,
yep.
Great.
You don't hear this story very often. Yes, they left the door wide open. Yes, we were all of our information was vulnerable, but they did catch it. Luckily, it was caught before anything happened. They did seal it up. But here's the thing. Leave your door wide open once, shame on you. But they've left it open twice. I mean, this happened back in 2013 also. And it exposed over 150 million accounts. And I do have that story linked up in the show notes here also. So they have done this twice. And it's like, come on, Adobe, you are a huge company. You are the leader in photo editing software. More people use you than anybody else. This is from the standard mom and pop. They take pictures of school kids or flowers or whatever, and they're editing pictures at home. To big major companies that are doing, let's say, ads for big major brands for television, print, etc. And all this information was exposed. If somebody wanted to get in at that point, they could have done it. So shame on you, Adobe. You should have better IS people working for you that can make sure this doesn't happen. And I know the perfect IS person, Adobe. If you want to hire Adam, he's going to need double six figures, but he will be there for you, and he will not let this happen. Tell him, Adam. I'm getting you a job, buddy.
Yeah, I don't make any kind of guarantees like that because there's no such thing as a perfectly secure system, and I can guarantee you.
But there is the perfect cheer. Oh, sorry.
I can guarantee you Adobe has amazing people working for them in their IS.
No, they're losers. Jason from the Digital Suit Podcast calling out the Adobe IS team right now. You're a bunch of losers. You're a bunch of jokers. At least run a free antivirus program.
Jason at digitalsuitpodcast.com is where you can hit up Jason with your comment on his comments.
Also, it might be a good time to add that the opinions expressed by your host, Jason, do not reflect the opinions of everyone else here on this show.
That's correct. So, I think it might be time for a memory minute.
Oh, yeah! It's time for a memory minute!
All right, Dave, tell us this week what the memory minute is.
Oh, shoot, I forgot.
Oh, stop it. It's in the show notes.
See what I did there? Memory minute. Yeah. Forgot.
Oh, yes. It's not fun to make fun of Alzheimer patients.
Oh, that's not what I was doing.
Oh, I thought you were. Sorry.
No, so last week we talked about it, and we kind of decided that this week we were going to go into our favorite top three terrible performances from Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no.
Oh, and it was very hard to narrow it down to three, so I added a fourth as an honorable mention.
I had trouble with this one, and I know, Jason, looking at our list here, we've got a couple overlaps.
Yeah.
A lot of these terrible performances are actually so dang entertaining. That's the problem.
Well, I'm not saying they weren't entertaining, especially Ghost Rider, but we'll get into that. But I've watched a lot of Nicolas Cage movies as the years go on. I never looked at it as a body of work. I've always as individual movies here and there. And I guess I didn't really notice the pattern until you mentioned last week, hey, let's take a look at all his terrible performances.
Yeah.
So then I started watching video clips on YouTube of some of his different performances, and I did pick out my favorite. And wow, they are really bad, some of them. But they're good movies. Some of these movies were good, and that's the weirdest thing.
That's the thing with Nicolas Cage. His terrible performances are typically coming when he's just over the top, out there weird.
Oh, and I got one for you here, and none of you guys put this on your list. So
sure.
I've never seen this movie, but I did watch the clip that I'll have to show you guys, and my gosh, he's horrible.
All right,
but did you want me to kick it off?
Yeah, kick it off.
And you know what I'm going to kick it off with?
I do.
Kick Ass. All right. So in the movie Kick Ass, which is actually a pretty decent movie, I thought it was pretty cool. But he plays a character called Big Daddy, and there's two different versions of him, I guess you would say. One is the father to the girl. What is her name? Bladesucker? No.
What?
Why can't I remember names? A knife blade
sucker.
What's her name in the movie?
I don't remember.
Oh man, this is horrible. I should know this. Cut girl. No, slice girl. Stab girl. Oh, what is her name? Dave, help me out here.
In the time you have been taking horrible random guesses.
Hit girl. Her name's Hit girl.
There. Good grief. Sounds a lot like Blade. What did you say? Blade sucker.
Well, she's killing people and cutting off limbs with blades, and that's where I got that. I'm sorry.
Blade.
Her name's Hit girl. Her dad is named Big Daddy. And so when he is training her originally, and there's a scene that is really disturbing where he shoots her point blank in the chest. She is wearing a vest, so she's not killed. But he's shooting her in the chest with a pistol because he wants her to know what it feels like to get shot with. And she's like, what, 12, 13? I think 13 is she supposed to be like in this movie. So he's shooting his 13-year-old daughter in the chest with a pistol just so she knows how it feels. Because who doesn't know about this movie is they are superheroes, but they don't have special abilities. They are just like, we want to take on crime, blah, blah, blah. His acting, his very subdued acting, and it's a weird character because who would do this to their daughter, for one? But just listen to his monotone talking, and is just, he's like so calm while he's shooting her in the chest and all this kind of stuff. But then the next one is he dresses up like Batman. I mean, his costume is very reminiscent of Batman. And he just, the whole time he is fighting and killing people and shooting people and doing all this kind of stuff in this Batman suit, I just keep thinking to myself, that is so un-Batman-like to be murdering all these people. Which I guess in the comics, Batman does murder people, but I don't know. In the TV and the movies and stuff, he didn't really do it. In the TV show, he really didn't do it. That's my first one. The second one is another interesting movie. None of these movies are bad, per se.
I haven't seen this one.
But it is very strange. Well, he goes to investigate the disappearance of a woman, mm-hmm. and he goes to this island. And it's his acting is very... Jesus, this is a pattern. Very monochrome. He is just... It's a mystery going on, and he's just, wooden. He's just very wooden in it. And there's this one scene where the women, they have him in front of the big wicker man where they're going to kill him, and they put this, this wooden cage they built over his head, but it has, like, screen and stuff, and they're dumping all these bees into it, and he's like, and his acting is so bad. You got to YouTube this, people, but he's like, not the bees! Ah! He's like screaming as the bees are hitting him. He's like, ah! And it's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Now, this next movie I'd never seen, but I watched the scene so many times, and I said, I'll link it up to you. He plays this 70s looking dude with this 70s stash and hair and these big old rim glasses. And the movie's called Deadfall. And I don't know the premise or anything about this, but I just Googled, I just YouTube searched horrible Nicolas Cage acting. And this one popped up here and I watched it, and it is just horrible. He is this adult male. He looks like he's with a hooker or something in like a dressing room, for plays or whatever. And he jumps on this bed and he's throwing a tantrum, just a major, and he's screaming and throwing a tantrum and everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. All right. And then my honorable mention is because I enjoyed the Ghost Rider movies.
Yep.
I just, we're comic book movie guys here and we love this kind of stuff. Ghost Rider's not bad, but in the first Ghost Rider, when he, for the first time, flames on, and I'm just going to call it flame on. I know that's not. His acting is absolutely atrocious as his skin and everything is burning off of his skull. He's just, you got to watch it. It's hilarious.
He's but just bizarre in that whole film.
Yeah, it is so bad.
Yeah.
All right, who wants to go next?
Adam, go ahead.
So I'm not going to call these terrible performances because, honestly, I kind of like Nicolas Cage. I
think but that's what the whole premise of this memory
right, but
is.
But I'll say they're my least favorite. Con Air.
That hair.
Because he's got
that. Hair's awesome.
Well, there's nothing. I don't know about his hair, but his his attempt at the Southern accent was not great.
He loses it too. He doesn't maintain that accent through the whole movie.
Here's for my baby girl.
Yeah.
Put down the rabbit.
Yeah. Did I tell you about my baby girl? He says later.
Well, and the thing is, like, that movie, I remember, I haven't seen it in forever, but I remember I actually didn't mind that movie. It was decent.
No, the movie was okay.
But it's just one of those things. Yeah. Well, Con Air, one of those things, the hair bothered me because he, as we all know, has been balding since we can remember. But he's got this prosthetic hair on that's super long, like Fabio style.
Jason, oh, that he didn't and grow that out?
And he's got to constantly be doing these little hair flips, too. Like, it happens way more than it ever should.
So next I had Face Off, which I barely remember, but I just remember cringing when he was like, take his face off.
He has a freak out in that sequence as well, if I remember right, where he basically throws a tantrum, I want his face on mine, you know, or something along those lines. If I remember right, he's all calm and eerie, and then he just freaks out.
Yeah, so that was on my list. And then Left Behind, which is a series about, like, the rapture, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a thing. And he plays Rayford Steele, one of the main characters from the books, which the books are actually pretty interesting, pretty cool.
He was a pilot, if I remember right, right?
Yep, and I watched it and was like, no. Just, I had trouble buying it.
I couldn't finish it. I actually started it because, not that I loved the Kirk Cameron ones, but the whole premise of the rapture and everything, I do find that intriguing. But I'm watching the movie and I couldn't finish it.
It's hard to get into it. And that might have, a lot of that might have more to do with the way the movie was shot and directed than the thing. But all right, Dave.
Well, I have a couple overlaps from Jason. So Wicker Man was one because, yeah, his performance in there was, I enjoyed the movie. It's a remake, if I recall.
I never seen the original.
Yeah, from everything I heard, the original is much better than the remake, and I believe it's based on a short story as well. But Wicker Man was there.
And Adam said Left Behind original was better than the remake. Nicolas Cage, you're killing it on these remakes.
No, I said the book.
The book. Oh, okay. Yeah. Ghost Rider, of course, just because, yeah, his, it was just like the way,
I gotta link up some of those on YouTube.
That scene.
yeah
the and just the way he, I don't know, it's terrible, but it's also like classic Nick Cage that I love, where the way he kind of has his freak out moment upon realizing what's going on, you know, like, why am I turning on fire, you know, and he's going through all this stuff. Now the last one is a movie called Vampire's Kiss. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I'm positive you have seen the screenshots of it. I'm going to read you this synopsis from looper.com. It says, this is the movie that spawned the crazy-faced freeze frame that's become one of the most ubiquitous Nicolas Cage memes. He stars as an already troubled guy who's now convinced he's turning into a vampire. So he goes around town begging for death, attacking women, and generally losing his mind. Some of this is done with novelty vampire teeth in his mouth because he never grows real vampire fangs, which heightens an already ridiculous concept to absurd levels. Oh, and he eats a real live cockroach in this movie too, because running through the streets screeching, I'm a vampire, I'm a vampire, I'm a vampire, must not have been achieving the level of nuance he was going for. And this, they go on to talk about how it was the 11th film he's ever done and all of this stuff. So, yeah, Vampire's Kiss is the one you have all seen memes of. With that crazy,
and I don't know
stare.
If I've actually ever seen that.
Oh, I bet. I guarantee you have. There's no way you haven't.
Vampire's You've seen Kiss. The meme, but yeah, the movie, this is from 1988. I remember seeing it a long time ago, and it's bizarre. But it's another one. Nicolas Cage is like, he's one of those actors that, you know, his performances get so bad sometimes, they kind of come all the way back around, and it's like they're just exquisitely bad. Like, they're, to steal a line from Hollywood Babylon, they're so bad, they're enjoyable.
True. So I was just watching his transformation scene on YouTube.
He's such a bad actor.
I didn't think it was that bad, but anyway.
Oh, stop it. That was horrendous.
Okay. I didn't have the volume up, so maybe I'll try.
Okay.
So what are we doing next week for a memory minute?
Oh yeah, Dave, you got to have it ready.
Well, what do we want to do? Let me think. Give me your top three all-time favorite kinds of alcohol.
Oh, okay. Top three.
And I hope it's all girly drinks.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a daiquiri in there somewhere for sure. No, I'm kidding.
He's like, nice. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Shoot, now I got to go find a drink.
Here's the thing that our listeners don't know, but I have actually not drank in over a decade.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how I would even remember. Well, I do remember I used to love Southern Comfort. You guys probably remember that. But.
Yep.
Any particular reason you stopped?
I just, once I got married and started having kids, I just completely stopped before that.
Cool. No problem. That's cool. I won't apply the peer pressure.
Yeah, I mean, Adam, he's down in a brewski every night.
No, I can't do that.
Just every other night?
Only during work.
And he works, he's a stay-at-home dad, so he's drunk all the time. Yeah,
hey, kids, make yourself some eggs.
Somebody make me a sandwich.
No.
Hey, that was a pretty good. That was a pretty good impersonation.
Spot on.
Yeah.
So, does anybody have an app recommendation this week?
Digital Soup app recommendations.
I do, if you want.
Yeah, you go first.
All right. So this is one again. It's an app I've used for ages, and it's not going to be some like hidden gem of an app. But the reason I bring it up...
that's what we're looking for, is gems that are hidden.
Well, hear me out. This is the NFL Fantasy Football app. Now, I bring this up. If you play fantasy football, chances are you use the NFL Fantasy Football app if you play through NFL.com. The reason I bring it up, though, is that this year they have brought in and updated things quite a bit. They gave the app an entire new facelift. It's all free. You sign up for a free account to play free fantasy football, and you can access their app as well. The one feature that is super awesome is that you can now go in right in the app and watch live games. Now, you can't choose between every game. It's usually one or two games that are on in that time slot. So, say at noon... the early game, you got one or two games to choose from, typically your local game and the next local game, whatever's next closest. Same thing at 4 o'clock, and then you get you can watch live Sunday night football, which, like, as we record this Monday night, that's where the Vikings were last night. Same thing for Monday night football and Thursday night football. So just for that alone, because a lot of people, cord cutters, everything else, have a hard time with sports.
Oh, you mean doctors?
Yes, that's what I meant. But no, if you don't have cable and you don't have a way to watch, live NFL football, you may not be able to get your team if you don't live in your home area. But like Jason, for you.
Lot of times I can't watch the Vikings.
Yeah, you run into that because of, moving away. But like for me... I don't have cable, but I can go in right on my phone, and anytime the Vikings are playing, they're typically going to be the game I can watch for free in the app. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Can you just watch your local, or can you pick a team and watch their games?
Usually, like for the two early games, usually you can choose between two games. It seems like they kind of have one AFC, one NFC game or something like that. It's always going to be like for me here in Minnesota, it's, if the Vikings are playing, it's going to be the Vikings game. And then one other game you can switch to in that time slot. And then same thing for the later games at 3 or 4. And then the night games, obviously, there's only one happening at that time. So
you can't just pick any game.
Right.
Which would be nice. Kind of like a NFL Sunday ticket.
Right. But they won't give you all of that for free when they want you to pay for it.
Well, they should.
Well, they want you to pay for Sunday ticket or pay for NFL Game Pass.
Understand.
But as a new feature in the Fantasy Football app, it's pretty awesome. Let alone they do have, in my opinion, one of the better fantasy football experiences if you're into that kind of thing. So.
And I've just I've never done fantasy football. I've wanted to do it, but I just never have done it.
Oh man, I played for years. When I first started doing fantasy football, this is way back. It was me and the mailman, our listener here of the show, a Patreon subscriber, mm-hmm. and his younger brother, and then one of our other good friends, and then we actually eventually added in a fifth person as well. And it was far enough back where the mailman and I would get together Mondays and Tuesdays. We'd go buy, I can't remember which papers, a couple different newspapers. Like
News Tribune and Herald.
No, it was like USA Today and the Sporting News, I think, at that time. Because
why
didn't
you just go online and get all the stats?
There was no online. So we would have to go in, go through the box score, pull all the stats individually for every player on all of our teams, tabulate that all up into points, and then we'd know who won at, you know, after Tuesday night. I mean, we put a lot of work into that. And then obviously as we got older, we stopped doing that, and then I got into a fantasy league with some friends. I always have one or two leagues going every single year, but
And this was a long time ago, because little known fact, they would actually track all the stats in Lotus 1-2-3.
No, we do it in
See, Adam gets that. Yeah. Adam gets that.
It's an, yeah. No, we would do it in
classic
old
spreadsheets.
Yeah. No, ours were in old spiral bound notebooks and pencil.
Sweet.
Tons of fun.
All right. Well, my app for this week, and unfortunately, it's only on Android. Sorry, guys. Again, I've done this 2 weeks in a row. I'm turning into Adam, where he was only doing iOS apps.
I've got no apps, so we're good.
I know. We'll figure it out while I'm talking. Well, my app is called MoneyView, and we've talked about this on the show before. We've recommended some different things, but personal finance is something that's very important for everybody to work on, especially our younger generation, because I don't think they know the value of a dollar. I mean, it's especially with all these subscription services, is like they subscribe to like 30 things. Now they're $500 in debt every month just for subscriptions. It's insane. But anyways, this is called MoneyView. It's free with in-app purchases, but it's for Android. And what it is, it's a nice money tracking piece of software. It allows you to put in transactions, you know, all the stuff that you normally can do. It has some other nice features to it too that I like. Where it'll let you go and say set up a lot of apps do this, but this is all built into one and I like it. But like, say you want to save for something, there's a section in there where you say what you want to save for and over how many weeks, months, years, etc. And then it'll tell you how much you need to save each week, month, year, whatever. And then you just put it into a separate account or whatever and track it like that. It's those things are kind of nice. So you can kind of see how long it's going to take you to do it. Or it also has the debt relief. Well, not debt relief, but I don't know what their terminology was. I'm not on the page right now. But it help you get rid of debt. You put in what you have for debt and how much you can pay each month, and then it'll tell you how long it'll take you. Or you can set it to, well, I want to pay this completely off in 3 years. How much do I have to pay monthly to get rid of this? All of that on top of just the normal tracking of your spending and showing you with charts and everything where all your money is going to. And it's just a nice handy little thing to have there so you can tell how well you're doing. Unfortunately, most of us don't do as good a job as we should. I don't think there's any way that any of us three here on the podcast will hit that magical $1 million savings before we retire. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way. But that's a nice goal. So in this, put that by the age of 67, you want to have $1 million in savings. And it'll probably say something astronomical, especially for me, because I only have like 18 more years until I retire. It'll be something like, oh, yeah, you need to save like $300,000. No, man, no. My math is horrible.
You can also do that with a calculator.
Yeah, my math is horrible. But I'm just saying. But it's cool. Check it out. It's called MoneyView, and it's free on Android.
Nice.
So, Adam, are you going to tell us about your app then? Or
my no app?
I've never heard of that
before. Shy? I mean, the thing is, okay, so remember how we talked about Jeremy Renner having his own app?
Oh, well, right? He did, yes.
He did, you know, and he's got all that. So,
yeah, Adam app.
Adam's kind of feeling a little embarrassed because his app is, he's a huge fan of Oasis. And so Noah Gallagher has his own app as well. It's called No App. So with that,
nice.
You just have to go search that out. Adam's, exactly. You're kind of shy. You don't have to be shy, man. It's okay.
Well,
like Dave Grohl says, you know,
want to be humble.
Yeah, Dave Grohl says,
I want to be humble.
You know, F those
first
guilty
time
pleasures.
For everything.
If you like something, like it, you know, so.
And if you love it, set it free is what I've always heard.
If it comes back, it's meant to be. Just like our listeners are going to come back next week for another great episode of Digital Soup. So be sure to listen and subscribe. And you can find us anywhere where you find podcasts. That's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher. You name it, we are there. And of course, to find out all of our information, see all the links to all those different places where you can subscribe, head on over to digitalsouppodcast.com and hit us up at digitalsoupcast on Twitter. And as always, you can always hit our Patreon page if you'd like to leave a tip and like to know more.
So Adam, before you go any farther, what happens if somebody is a Patreon subscriber?
Well, they get a little something-something.
That sounds sick. No, what they're going to get...
They get a little something-something.
We started in the month of November. We have now started our monthly giveaway for all of our Patreon tippers. And this month, we are giving away the Steam key for Call of Duty World War.
That's right.
World War II, I should say, specifically. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's a great game. I know everybody's going to want that. So make sure that you... Make sure you subscribe this month and every month, because every month we're going to be giving away some great games just as a thank you for tipping. I mean, we tip our hat to your tipping.
Exactly. Did there. And at some point, I'm sure we'll have to do a super review of the Lady Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Somebody will recommend it now, yep. I'm sure.
I'm down. So let me...
Well, you're down anyway. For everything.
I've got to say something real quick.
Yes.
Just before we get people yelling at the radio or at their stereos in their car or whatever, you're an idiot. You don't know your Oasis brothers. I understand it's Noel Gallagher, but for the purpose of the joke,
that's what I thought you said was Noel Gallagher.
Yeah, no, I said it as Noah, because Noap. But it is Noel Gallagher. I understand.
But I thought you were saying Noel Gallagher because it's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas time.
That's what Mariah Carey tells me.
What?
All she wants for Christmas is you.
Yeah. Do you see that meme
Does
that came
Mariah
out?
Carey have a Christmas song?
Oh, are you... Okay. Rock Jason Squish. So...
I thought you were doing Rock Famous Sandler.
Mariah Carey has her All I Want for Christmas is You. That's,
I don't listen to Mariah Carey. I'm sorry.
This song
to
do you listen to the radio?
Yeah, it is like the staple Christmas song that you hear everywhere for like the last decade or more.
Yep.
And I listen to the ICP Christmas song. I'm sorry.
To the point where on Halloween, she maybe it was the morning after November on November 1st, she herself posted a video of her going to bed dressed up in a Halloween costume, like a bottle of booze all hung over. It was like 11:59 on the clock. It strikes midnight, and then the camera cuts back to her, and she's already up and in her, looking all Christmassy and fresh-faced and talking to Santa, you know? And so even she makes fun of how crazy it is. That's why you don't see new albums from her, because she is making bank off that one song.
Well, she released this 25 years ago.
That's right. It was more than a decade. Yeah, 25.
She didn't even write it.
It was written by somebody else.
But it is a classic Christmas song. And it is. Good Christmas tune. Anyway, head on over to digitalsouppodcast.com. Check it out. Folks, we out.
Take care,
I'm experimenting
guys.
With new endings.
Later, single ladies.
It's the Digital Soup Podcast.